Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be helping you understand better your air placement. Now, this is something I've gone through many times before. It's also something I've gone through in different courses that I provide. But this is an area that people get very stuck with, and people can understand so many elements about their body and about their voice. But here's one that just seems to get people really confused, because they think that sending air means kind of blowing yet still holding their voice the way it is. Air placement is kind of, it takes a lot of imagination to really kind of get the scope of what's going on. Now, just for example, in Finland, they speak very much with the air placement back in the throat, and it's down here, so sound doesn't get to travel so well. In Scotland, they do the same thing. It's like stuck back there. It's like right down here in the throat, and it doesn't really like bark out. So the language is like that. So when they speak, the air doesn't really circulate out of the mouth. It's just the sound resonates, but the air doesn't drive it forward. And many people on this channel, I know there's a huge amount of people from India and some from China, and in areas where the air placement is very different. I think a lot of people are stuck in their throat or kind of in their nose. And I just wanted to offer this quick tip today that's going to help you better understand how to place your air more forward in the mouth, so then you can direct energy and air more towards the front of the mouth, which is where a lot of the articulation happens. And so sound won't get stuck back here so much, and you'll be able to move forward, which will help you kind of project better and articulate clearer. And the way we're going to do this is by whistling. Now, if you can't whistle, then there's an alternative for this, but we're going to start with those who can whistle. So let's try the idea of whistling. I'm not brilliant at whistling, but it's, you know, I can do it, just about. Now, in order to make that whistle, you have to kind of shape your mouth a certain way, and you have to direct air forward a very specific way. If you try to send air through your nose and whistle at the same time, it doesn't really work. Watch. Because the flow of air sort of switches off and it's different. So if I keep the air placement in my throat, like with a Scottish or a Finnish accent, and don't send it forward as I whistle, then here's what happens. Very hard to do. I'm sure it would be possible. But when people whistle, you have to send the air forward. You just have to. Otherwise, you can't send that sound and create that sound. Because to create a whistle, you have to kind of shape certain things in your mouth and tongue and lips and teeth a certain way to be able to create that sound. That's just how it is. And also, if you're trying to speak better English or have an accent which is closer to that of RP or native English, then you really want to be able to send your air placement forward. Now, the perfect placement for this is the gum ridge, which is just behind the top teeth. You can feel it with your tongue. It's like a bump behind your top teeth. That's the ideal placement, but we can move back to that. It's easier to go back to that than it is to kind of go from your throat or your nose towards that if you don't quite understand it. So whistling first. Oh yeah, and if you can't whistle, just imagine that you're blowing out a row of candles, just gently. Not too hard, just nice and easy. And if you can whistle, whistle. Now, what you're going to do is actually bring your vocal folds together. Last week we talked about vocal onset, and if you haven't seen that video, it's right there for you. And that's how kind of sound, the vibrations, the vocal folds start coming together to create sound. And the very beginnings of words and the very beginnings of sentences, and how we attack sound, like from being nothing to sound. So this is going to be quite airy, and we just want air to flow. Then we're going to add in the vocal folds. So you should not change your air placement at all, but what I want you to do is understand that you can whistle and engage your vocal folds at the same time. Now, if you can do that, then you can understand that you can blow out candles and engage your vocal folds at the same time. And if you can do that, then as you speak, you can send air forward. Now let's try maybe like a hum with an open mouth. So then as we speak, you can try to keep air moving forward like this. Forward, 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 and not get stuck back here in the throat. Or I may be too nasally up there. You can just have a nice flow, even flow of air. And speak on that air. So run through the steps again. Either blow or whistle. Add in the vocal sound. Take out the whistle. And then start to speak and keep your flow of air going towards that place, forward and out. This is going to help you produce a much more English sounding voice. This is going to help you articulate clearer and focus the attention more towards the lips, the teeth, and the tip of the tongue, which is perfect for RP and for that classic English sound. And once you've got that flow and that air going really forward like that, you want to make it a little bit less wispy and kind of bring the attention back just behind your top teeth. And that is the air placement, the perfect air placement for RP. Hopefully this has been useful for you. It might be a bit difficult to get at first, especially if you can't whistle, but just keep with it, play with it, and see what you can do. It's all about experimenting, because we're all different. We're all built different. We all have our own dialects, our own accents. And so you really need to just kind of play with your own voice and see what you can do. Hopefully this has just offered you some inspiration so you can maybe take away and learn to understand a bit more about yourself and therefore have more dynamics and more options in the way you speak, okay? I'm Darren McStay, this is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly, so I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone.